Okay, let's get into this. We've taken a deep dive into, well, a pretty intense corner of the internet. It's this long-running online forum thread called Katy Perry 143, Worst Rated Album Ever by a Female Artist. And we're talking hundreds of posts spanning like May 2022 all the way up to May 2025. So right now, basically, think of it like a digital anthropology almost. We're seeing the raw, unfiltered reactions, fans, critics, whoever, in real time. Our mission here is to kind of unpack the main opinions, see how feelings shifted, and figure out why people were talking so much about her career during this period. And this is all based only on what these users wrote.
Yeah, and it's important upfront to remember what these online forums are like. They're direct. Sometimes, honestly, pretty harsh. You don't always get, you know, carefully considered analysis. It's often gut reactions, strong emotions.
Exactly. So let's rewind. May 2022. When did this whole discussion kick off? What was the initial feeling? Seems like even back then, people felt her career was maybe at a crossroads.
That's right. The early stuff, it often circled around whether she could pull off a big comeback. Some users were saying, look, she's maybe only as good as her last hit, that she didn't have that super invested fan base.
Yeah.
You know, compared to maybe a Gaga or Taylor, Beyonce, even someone like Kylie Minogue, the question was kind of hanging there. Could she get back on top without that really dedicated core support?
And here's where it gets interesting, because the talk quickly turned to her music style, specifically dance pop.
Yeah.
People were throwing out names like Walking on Air, 365, saying maybe that's the direction. And contrasting that with the huge mainstream hits like Roar, E.T., Dark Horse.
Now, what's fascinating is you had at least one user saying, yeah, I want her to come back with dance pop.
Mm.
They saw that as a real path forward for her. So even in these early comments, there wasn't total agreement on what would work.
But you also had the more critical view right from the start, didn't you? Someone basically said people never really bought into Katy Perry as, like, a whole artist, just the singles. Paints a picture, right? Huge hits, but maybe not that deeper artist-listener connection.
Well, it does raise that question about pop stars, doesn't it? Is it just about the hits?
Yeah.
Or do we expect something more?
Yeah.
Like a clear artistic identity that sticks with you beyond just one song? This early talk really sets the scene for some of the disappointment that comes later.
Okay, so let's jump forward. Mid-2024, the forum lights up again. New music is supposedly coming. By July, people are talking about a single apparently called Woman's World.
Mm.
And the reaction online, well, it wasn't exactly universal excitement, was it?
No, not really. For some, it got kind of cynical, actually. You started seeing users making up these like AI-generated parody song titles.
Mm.
Things like Love in Digits, Heartbeat Emoji. It showed this, maybe weariness, or just poking fun at modern pop themes, like preemptive satire.
And then when snippets drop, or the actual single Woman's World, the reactions were, yeah, definitely mixed. Some found it catchy. Okay, gets in your head, maybe. But others felt the production was weak. Someone even said it sounded like car commercial music. That's pretty pointed.
And you see the direct comparison starting. One user saying, basically, this isn't as good as her early stuff. Mentioning one of the boys, Teenage Dream. It just shows how much those past successes shape what people expect now. That longing for the older sound.
The Zane Lowe interview also got people talking. One user just flat out said his excitement seemed fake. Ouch. But then someone else mentioned a different song played in that interview, saying that should have been the single. Makes you think, right, about those choices.
Oh, choosing the lead single is always a massive gamble. What the label or the artist thinks will hit might be totally different from what the fans actually connect with. That comment really shows that disconnect sometimes.
And then there's this phrase that keeps popping up, sexy confident, usually in all caps. Reading the context, it doesn't feel like genuine praise, more like sarcasm, maybe even mocking the vibe.
Yeah, the way sexy confident was repeated with that tone, it really highlights a perceived gap between how the music or the image was being pushed and how it was actually landing with these users. It became forum shorthand almost for what they didn't like.
And then adding another layer, the whole Dr. Luke thing comes up again, her working with him. That's obviously followed her around, and it definitely played into the discussion about this new music.
Right. The ethical side of that collaboration, it was clearly still on people's minds. People were asking, you know, is this going to actually hurt her comeback? Will people ever forget or move past it?
And even on that, there were different takes. Some felt, well, maybe she had to release it contractually or whatever. Others were just hoping the music itself would be so good people could, like, ignore the controversy, a real tightrope walk.
Mm. It really speaks to that complex mix, doesn't it? Art, business, public opinion, the hope that the music could somehow rise above it all. It shows how much people want to just connect with the song sometimes.
Okay, moving into September 2024, the album 143 is about to drop. And the mood in the forum seems pretty grim. Like, anticipation was super low. Someone used the hashtag, #143analbumparty. Sarcastically, obviously. You can almost hear the eye roll.
Yeah, that hashtag says it all, really. Yeah. It's just pure online mockery. It signals zero excitement, maybe even contempt for what's coming.
And then the album actually comes out late September, the immediate aftermath. Well, someone mentioned initial Spotify streams, like 30,000 for new songs. Mm-hmm. And people were questioning if that was just like a partial days count, almost disbelief at how low it seemed.
The fact they were questioning the numbers suggests they just couldn't quite believe the lack of initial buzz.
Yeah.
Sets the stage for what came next.
Which was pretty negative. People using the word smash, ironically. Someone joked about needing a whole new sewage system after listening. The sarcasm is just dripping. And asking if any album tracks were charting? Yeah, definitely not a genuine question.
Not at all. Purely rhetorical, highlighting the expectation it wouldn't chart well.
Yep.
And the sewage system comment. Wow, that's a really vivid, extreme way to put their reaction to the music.
One user called the whole thing poppy rabies. Like, this wave of negativity was just spreading like wildfire through the forum.
That term really captures the feeling, doesn't it? The intensity, how widespread the negative reaction felt within that community. Strong stuff.
So by early October 2024, the album's apparently down to #114 in the midweeks. Met with, yep, more sarcastic congratulations. Then the conversation weirdly drifts to Grammys. People ironically suggesting it might get nominated. The snark level is just off the charts.
The ironic Grammy talk is classic online behavior, isn't it? Turning disappointment into dark humor. It's their way of saying how bad they thought it was by comparing it to something prestigious.
And the Dr. Loop discussion popped up again, too. Users wondering who'd even want to work with him after this album's reception. Unless he used a pseudonym or something. Seems like they directly linked the album's failure to his involvement.
Yeah, they're talking about potential career consequences for him now, suggesting this album's flop could have ripples in the industry. The pseudonym idea just highlights how badly they think this reflects on everyone involved.
And then, just a blunt comment, the charts are so confusing nowadays, but they're not when it comes to Katie's performance. Ugh. By early November, someone actually posted that they missed when the thread was positive and supportive. That really shows you how far the mood had swung, doesn't it?
That comment about missing the positivity is really telling. It highlights the whole journey this forum thread took, from hoping and speculating to just widespread negativity and this shared sense of letdown among the users.
But then, despite all that, a Lifetime's tour gets announced, which naturally sparks a whole new wave of comments. So I'm guessing she's trying to target Pyeong's audience now. Interesting comparison. Do you think that's like a viable strategy or just forum chatter?
It's an interesting parallel. Maybe based on Pyeong's consistent success with live shows, that broad appeal,
mm-hmm.
could be seen as a shift towards a more legacy act touring model for Katie.
Mm.
But yeah, whether her music and fan base really fit that Pyeong's market, that's the big question, isn't it?
And the key thing people jumped on was the set list. Would it be the new stuff nobody seemed to like? Or would she lean on the old hits? One user was crystal clear. Zero interest in a 143 tour, unless it was mostly hits. Brings us back to that core issue, right? What people actually connect with.
It absolutely does. That's the central tension we keep seeing. The new music versus the love for the old hits. That demand for a hits tour just speaks volumes about where these listeners see the value.
People even brought up Justin Timberlake's tour, suggesting, you know, maybe the online hate doesn't always translate to empty seats, especially with her LGBTQ plus fans or just the general public who aren't glued to these forums. Valid point, maybe. The online bubble versus reality.
That's a really crucial point. These forums are loud, yes, but they aren't everybody. Casual fans, nostalgia, just the fun of a live show, those things definitely still sell tickets, regardless of intense online criticism.
Although, interestingly, we did get one positive review in the thread. Someone went to her Australian show, called it the Aussie equivalent of the Super Bowl halftime show, apparently, and they actually liked it, praised new arrangements of old hits, said she had this ready-to-peepaw P-O-R-F energy, a little bit of light. What causes that difference, you think? The live energy? Different crowd?
Probably a mix of things. A live setting can definitely inject energy into songs. New arrangements help, too. Keeps it fresh. And yeah, a huge festival-type crowd might just have a different vibe, maybe less invested in the online drama than the forum regulars.
But the skepticism definitely didn't disappear. Others were predicting, okay, the tour will still have the new songs leading to audience toilet breaks. The snark just never stops.
That comment just hammers home how negatively that album is still perceived. Even talking about a potentially good live show, the thought of hearing the new tracks is still a punchline, a source of, well, pretty cutting humor.
Even the venues got dragged into it. Someone mentioned the stage setup. Another one sarcastically commented on some performance footage that looked like it was filmed in a church hall.
Yeah.
And claimed it didn't sell out. It's like every single detail became ammo.
Yeah, all these little observations build up this overall narrative within the forum, a narrative of a comeback attempt that's just struggling, where even the look and scale of things are seen through this super critical filter.
Okay, so now we're months later, April, May 2025, and the forum thread is still going. Tone hasn't really changed much. Still negative comments, still the sarcasm. Saw someone sarcastically apologize to another user. The interactions themselves are complex. The fact it's still so active, still so negative months later, it suggests that disappointment really stuck, didn't it? Or maybe it's just fascination with a perceived crash.
Exactly. That sustained activity, the same negative tone. It really points to a lasting disappointment. Or like you said, maybe a sort of morbid fascination with what they see as a major career misstep. It's really embedded itself.
And the discussion got kind of meta too, talking about whether Katie is a moopy fave seems to be forum slang and how maybe she's judged differently than artists who get moral amnesty, mentioning Mariah Carey as an example. It's like they started analyzing their own community's biases.
That's fascinating, isn't it? It really shows how subjective online fandom is. Different artists definitely get held to different standards. Past behavior, perceived realness, maybe just long-term affection. It all plays a role in how online communities react and who gets a pass, so to speak.
Someone even commented on how commoners can now criticize celebrities online. And another user was nostalgic for the good old days of slagging off celebs on gay chat forums before influencers took over. It's a real peek into how online fan culture sees itself and how it's changed.
Absolutely. The digital age has definitely leveled the playing field for criticism, in a way. Many more voices can join in. And that nostalgia for older online spaces, it just shows how these communities evolve and change over time.
The negativity just kept rolling. Someone joked about a Katy Perry pandemic memorial cruise. Dark humor, but wow, really shows how deep that negative feeling about this whole era runs for them. It's become like a running joke.
That kind of dark joke really hammers home the point. The criticism isn't just fleeting, it's become entrenched. Part of the accepted narrative about this period in her career, at least within that forum, almost a source of grim amusement.
Even her choreography got criticized, someone saying it wasn't worthy of praise. And people were speculating about the identity of some online gossip figure called Mr. Pop. The forum really became this whole little world of fandom, critique, gossip, everything.
All those little details, they just add to the overall picture. An artist where every single move is under the microscope and often met with skepticism, at least there. And the Mr. Pop gossip, that's just classic online fan space stuff, isn't it? That element of mystery and inside jokes.
And then bringing it right up to date, a final poll on the forum, asking if she can turn things around. The top answers were still leaning heavily towards probably not self-inflicted or even, no, now she's just a ghost.
After 3 years of discussion, that's where the sentiment landed. Still pretty bleak. That final poll really does wrap it up, doesn't it? It reinforces everything we've seen. Time passes, tours happen, but for a large chunk of this online group, the doubt about her ability to recapture that old magic remains really strong.
So wrapping this deep dive up, what are the big takeaways from tracing this forum discussion? It really feels like any initial curiosity, maybe some hope for that dance pop comeback, it just evaporated, turned into real disappointment and pretty harsh criticism once 143 actually came out.
Absolutely. That consistent negativity around the album, the constant shadow of the Dr. Luke connection, even doubts about her live shows for some. Those are the big themes. Though you do have that contrast with the positive live review from Australia, suggests maybe the stage show hit differently than the record.
And it really throws a spotlight on just how passionate and, yeah, how unfiltered these online fan forums can be. They're like this immediate reaction space, raw, unvarnished opinions you might not get elsewhere. The intensity is striking.
Indeed. These online communities have become really important gauges of public feeling, haven't they? Giving instant, sometimes very strong reactions. The intensity we saw here really underlines the power these platforms have now in both reflecting and maybe even shaping fan sentiment.
So maybe the final thought to leave you with is this. What does this kind of intense online reaction, the initial hope, the sharp turn to disappointment tell us about how artists and audiences interact now in this digital age? Is Katy Perry's situation unique here? Or is this part of a bigger trend in how we all talk about music and fame online today? Something to definitely think about.